Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to Spark Radio for our segment on February 2008. Thank you for being a listener and being with us, whether you are new or whether you are returning listener. I'm still here and tired. I'm not sure what's up with that. And so I pushed the stop key twice. Really, we're still burning, so enjoy. And for those of us who are out in the winter, maybe you'll feel a little warmer. I'm your host, Ms. Melanie, and you are listening to Spark Radio, radio designed to provide you with cool new resources, strategies, possibilities, actions, etc. And our topic for tonight did not get posted in advance. I apologize. So I'll go edit that as soon as we're finished. Tonight we'll talk a little bit more about memory strategies because we were rushed at the end of our segment last week. And we will start our journey into empowered parenting. So how has your past week gone? Have you applied something that you've learned here at Spark, and has it made a difference in your life? Please call and let us know. And let us know if you have any questions you would like to discuss. Please call 347-215-8390. And hopefully you're warm wherever you are as you're listening to this segment. We are ready for spring here in the Midwest United States, although spring is not due on the calendar for a number of weeks. At least another six, and I think there's at least a four-foot drift outside next to our driveway. Well, not a drift, but a pile of snow and a few feet that Alex just loves. So excited that we still have winter and that it is still snowing. I think he's ready for a good snowman building snow. So are there situations in your life that you are seeing as maybe one adding stress or challenge? Maybe you can reframe that experience and look at it from a different perspective. Look at it to see what are the benefits to this situation or what lessons might I find here that makes an amazing difference in your energy level, in your problem-solving ability. There's research that shows that optimists have more brain activity in the problem-solving area of their brains. So if you can find a positive perspective, that may make a positive difference for you. So we are about halfway through the second month of 2008. Yeah, halfway through 2008 would be just too scary right now. As we're looking ahead to future shows, I'm excited to be talking with some authors about scheduling a time to be guests at Spark Radio to share their work with you. And one of the authors that I hope is able to join us in the future is Sandy Bauman, who wrote Feed Your Brain for Memory, Feed Your Brain for Learning, Feed Your Bones to Prevent Osteoporosis Naturally, Feed Your Body for Energy is another one that she wrote. I have used material from her Feed the Brain for Memory and Feed Your Brain for Learning. I tonight want to talk a little bit about nutrition and its impact on memory and on your ability to pay attention, because most of us know more about our electronic devices than we do about our brains. And so hopefully get some insight into some strategies that will help you use your brain better. Again, the number to call questions or comments about something you've learned at Spark that's made a positive difference for you is 347-215-8390. So So let's continue our discussion of nutrition and water and those lifestyle choices that impact memory, as well as other brain functions. The book I've talked about before on Spark Radio, and I'll mention again, is Daniel G. Amen, Dr. Daniel Amen's Making a Good Brain Great. He's also the author of Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. What can we do to keep our brain working at optimum levels and to keep it safe? Alex will tell you, as I have talked to him repeatedly about his helmet, whether he is riding his scooter or riding his bicycle. If you ask him, Alex, how many brains do you have? If he's being serious, he will say one, and I need to keep it safe. Right answer. Because while if we break a bone, it heals, a brain injury, depending on where the injury is located, may or may not heal as well and may end up with permanent changes in our personality, in our ability to learn. So we need to keep our brains safe from injuries. And Dr. Daniel Amen recommends the sport of ping pong as the safest brain sport while still getting physical exercise and using multiple muscle groups and getting a good aerobic workout if you're really playing a serious game of ping pong. So I'm hopeful that Alex will find some form of physical exercise that is safe for his brain as he gets older. Right now he loves to run. That's his exciting exercise. So I hope he stays there in the realm of running. So let's take a look at what do you do to keep your brain safe. Are you wearing your seatbelt? Do you wear a helmet when you ride your bicycle? Assuming that's an outdoor bicycle and not an exercise. Do you pay attention to hitting your head? If that were to happen, if you were to fall, or and where are you hitting your head? And are you noticing your children and talking to Alex about the importance of if you ever fall and hit your head, it's really important that you tell a teacher or you tell us, and we know where you've hit your head so that we can monitor the symptoms of a concussion, for example, or looking at the part of the area of the brain that's been hit, watching for particular kinds of changes. So you only have one. Right now we can't do a brain transplant. What are you doing to get the best from your brain? Are you taking multivitamin or multimineral supplement? And as always, check with your doctor before you take any kinds of supplements. In our diets, we don't get all of the minerals that we need. We need magnesium as part of the process of making memory. And if we don't have it, our body doesn't make it. So again, you know, take a look at what does the brain need, whether it's Daniel Amen's book, Making a Good Brain Great, if you're looking at books like Superfoods Rx, or books like the You Want a Diet, You Staying Young, or Living Longer, Dr. Roizen and Dr. Oz's books, great resources to understand the brain. And there is a brain manual that you can get. I don't know, it's probably 4 or 4.5 inches thick. But it's a collection of a variety of pieces of research and information written at a level for the average person to understand about the brain. And you can find that in any bookstore as well. Think about how much more you could accomplish if you understood more about how your brain worked, at least enough to maximize its performance. Are you getting those minerals every day and those vitamins? Are you having some form of protein? Because all those are necessary to make the chemicals that impact our mood, our ability to concentrate. You may have heard in commercials about things like serotonin and dopamine and adrenaline and norepinephrine and cortisol. All of those chemicals require building block pieces to be made, whether in the brain or in the body. So give your brain and body great nutrition and healthy nutrition. You probably also heard of free radicals that are floating around. Free radicals like fat, and our brain is really a fatty organ because around each neuron or nerve cell is a substance called myelin. And it's a fat, an omega-3 fat, that insulates the neuron and allows it to send the signals faster. Kids need good, healthy fats, good omega-3s. And those are found in fishes. How many times a week are you having fish? The oily fishes that are going to give you those omega-3s. Some people take omega-3 supplements. So while we have a problem with obesity in children in the United States, I think we're missing an opportunity to educate parents about the importance of healthy omega-3 fats because the brain needs that. So back to free radicals. The free radicals are lodging in our brains and that can cause damage to nerve cells. And so that's why antioxidants are important, because antioxidants get rid of the free radicals and can promote restoration. Blueberry extract is very high in antioxidants. There was a study in which damaged nerve cells were placed in blueberry extract. And there was actually a restoration of that damaged nerve. That's exciting. How many antioxidants do you have in your diet? And do you know what foods have antioxidants? Berries, great source of antioxidants. Blueberries, raisins are a good source. You can get antioxidants in teas, green teas. And if you look a number of brands, I'm going to talk about Lipton because that's what's in my cupboard. But the green tea will have how many milligrams of antioxidants on the front. And they have come in different flavors as well. So having 2 or 3 cups a day of green tea will give you an increase in your antioxidant intake, which will help keep your brain healthy. So what are you doing to give your brain its best building blocks? I wanted to check on something here related to antioxidants. If I have it at my fingertips, I may have to come back and revisit the antioxidants in a bit. So if you are looking for some foods that would be useful for memory and focus, choline or lecithin-rich foods, things egg yolks, ham, lamb, peanuts, soybeans, wheat germ, wheat bran. Alex does think wheat germ is a secret ingredient. At Christmas, they were writing about how to make cookies. And so he was putting all the ingredients. They said, and then add mommy's secret ingredient, wheat germ. Sprinkle wheat germ into pancake mix, into cookies. You can hide it in salad. You can put it in most anything to really get a good kick up of choline. Oh, there's the other piece on antioxidants. Prunes, raisins, blueberries, blackberries, garlic, cooked kale, cranberries, strawberries, raw spinach, raspberries, red wine, and chocolate. Have the chocolate in moderation, of course. Dark chocolate particularly is better. Somehow, I bumped a key here, and so I don't see the top of our calling screen. So my apologies if you have called. So please do call again, 347-215-8390. And I apologize to those of you who have called in the past few weeks where it's shown that we've had 2 or 3 callers that have not shown up on my switchboard. Still says no caller on all 5 lines. You are welcome to call in and share insights. There are many sources of information that you can find on nutrition. Your Miracle Brain by Gene Carper. It's a wonderful resource. Food and Mood, I think, is also by Gene Carper. Our refined sugar and corn syrup diet is in refined white flour. We've taken a lot of the nutritional things out of our diet and we've replaced it with things that are not very healthy. And I had forgotten the study where I'd heard that in Europe they've actually banned corn syrup. They don't use corn syrup as a sweetener because it's not very healthy. And yet, if you look at the labels of most foods in the United States, you'll find corn syrup in some way, shape, or form. And so becoming aware of what you're putting into your body and the impact that it has on your health, very important. So we went last week. We talked about those 10 foods that we were going to remember. We put them in our bodies using the Smart Peg system. So we'll do a quick review. Those of you who listened to last week's show, think for a minute. I'll pause. You started at your forehead. You smeared on blueberries. And then as we moved down on our shoulders, you set nuts. Correct for most of you. And if you review it, the actions, that helps as well. Then we put a food on your chest. There was a flopping salmon or fish for omega-3s. Growing out of your navel was a very large head of broccoli. On your hips, one on each hip, you placed a banana. On your backside, you placed frozen yogurt. Remember, for those of us who like ice cream, frozen yogurt is less fat. The yogurt does not have to be frozen. And if you eat it, just refrigerated yogurt that has live cultures, that may have some benefits for you as well. And then on the front of your thighs, we smeared olive oil or plant-based oils, vegetable oil. And then on our knees, we slapped a slice of brown bread. So we get the whole grains and the fiber. So some of us who use wheat bread need to look carefully at those labels to see is it really whole wheat and whole grain. On the front of our shins, we smeared some or smacked some spinach. And between your toes, you squished tomatoes. How'd you do? When I do these workshops on magnificent memory, and I challenge people to review in 24 hours and to email me their answers without having written them down the day before, I don't think I've had anyone score less than 9 out of 10. That's 90%. That's an A in the traditional school curve. Wow. Yes, you do have a magnificent memory. Let's talk a little bit more about nutrition and the brain and what the brain needs. If you go to brainbonanza.com, under freebies, I believe, there is a chart for Feed the Brain a Protein Breakfast from Sandra Bauman and her work at feedyourbrain.org. You can print that chart. It talks about different options for protein. Pick two of those for breakfast for alertness and concentration. Fat choices, choose one for sustained energy to get you through to lunch. And pick one good carbohydrate choices for calmness. And so if you're still hungry, she suggests that you add more protein, fruit, or veggies. She has a recipe for a fruit breakfast smoothie. But her protein choices include things like cottage cheese, eggs, hummus, cheese, yogurt, as well as turkey sausage, turkey bacon, Canadian bacon. Fat choices for sustained energy, low-fat cream cheese, 1 to 2 tablespoons. Nut butters, peanut butter, 1 to 2 tablespoons. Sunflower pumpkin seeds, a small handful. Or walnuts and almonds, a small handful. Alex knows protein is good for his brain, although every now and again he'll rebel. Mom, you just care about my brain. I don't want. So we talked about taking the best brain to school to learn. Are you taking your best brain to work or into your relationships? And then good carbohydrate choices, because carbohydrate provides the building blocks for serotonin, protein for dopamine. And so let's take a look at good carbohydrate choices. A small bran muffin, cooked oatmeal, a half to three-quarter cup. And for those of you also focusing on heart health, oatmeal is a great source of fiber and helps with cholesterol. One fresh fruit, unlimited fresh vegetables, it says. A mini pizza with meat and cheese. A non-sugared whole grain cereal. Cheerios, Wheaties. Cheerios is still one of Alex's favorites. Very excited about that. 100% orange juice or grape juice. And whether it's the new Harvest Surprise or V8 Fusion, the juices that are both fruit and vegetable juices. That helps us because Alex still is not a big vegetable fan, and it's partly texture, I believe, for him. So we need to find a lot of ways to try to get those fruits and vegetables, purely vegetables, into his diet. Whole wheat bread, whole wheat English muffin, or whole wheat waffle, those are all good carbohydrate choices, according to Sandra Bauman. And check out that Feed the Brain Protein breakfast. And if you're not a breakfast eater or you hadn't been a breakfast eater, try for a week. Just, and maybe it's a banana with peanut butter. Maybe you grab a low-fat yogurt and a whole wheat piece of toast with peanut butter. And see if you notice a difference in your ability to pay attention, maybe the number of errors you make in the morning before lunch. Breakfast is powerful and can make your brain much, much healthier. If you have any questions or comments, again, about anything you've learned at Spark, or if you want to talk some more about the brain and making the most of your brain, please call 347-215-8390. And as an empowered parent, it's a new series that I will be offering both in a teleclass format as well as some written resources to help parents become empowered about the brains of not only themselves but their children and how to make choices around helping your children's brains and working with the development of those brains so that parenting becomes more joyful. And you are supporting growth because most parents want the best for their children. And so learning and memory is about making the right brain connections, strengthening them, integrating them, and providing the right nutritional resources for those brains as well. We did talk about water and needing to have water. How much water do you drink a day? Is your brain and body well hydrated? And if you're starting to get a headache, try drinking a glass of water and see if that helps your headache, which in a number of cases it does, because our brain is dehydrated. We sort of, if I remember correctly, sped past the topic of sleep and the brain last week. And during sleep, there's a process that happens with the neurons and new connections. New learning does build new connections between brain neurons. And excuse me, it's not talking about sleep, it's yawning. That there's a process that's like gluing those new connections together. So if you're shortening up your sleep, that glue process doesn't have time. And so those new memories are not as strong. Sleep does impact your memory processing. It also helps your immune system to regroup and to strengthen. So cutting sleep impacts your memory and also makes you more susceptible to getting sick. So take a deep breath. Get your sleep schedule. Okay, now there's two of us yawning here. We'll see if I can get to the end of the show without one more. Take a deep breath. How often a day do you take a deep breath to give your brain oxygen? Your brain needs oxygen. And we get so busy and we're running at such a fast pace that we walk around almost hyperventilating sometimes, or nearly running. Offer your brain the gift of oxygen. Clear the carbon dioxide out of your lungs. So maybe you want to put a sticky note in your Outlook to pop up and remind you to take 2 or 3 deep breaths every hour. See again if you notice any difference in your brain and its processing simply by changing breathing during the day. Sometimes we'll be stressed, having a challenge, whether it's with a child, with a project, and we find ourselves going, almost gasping. Because when we're stressed, we hold our breath. And most of us don't realize that until we have that gasp moment where we really need to have more oxygen come flying into our brain. So we have about 4 minutes remaining. If you would like to call 347-215-8390, we'd love to talk to you. And you may also send me an email at brainbonanza@gmail.com. brainbonanza@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to answer your message as well. And I apologize as I'm getting a dry throat as we're coming up to the end of our hour. Wow, so much exciting information that we can use to better our lives and to better the lives of our family and our children. As a parent, what challenges are you facing that might be impacted by understanding something about the brains of children, a developing brain? It doesn't need to be technically complex to know the names of the different parts of the brain, to understand something about how a two-year-old perceives the world, how the brain thinks in visual images, which we talked about in a previous show. We talked about it again last week, that the brain tends to think in images. So how many times a day do you say to your child, no, don't stop? So instead, put in the image that you want the child to have. And so, you know, Alex gets in these moods coming home from school, having been very controlled during the day, and then he just unwinds and has this burst of energy and interaction, and sometimes to the dismay of mom and dad, he's poking or in your face or wants to be physical play and saying a lot of Alex, stop. And so needing to rethink that and say, what do we want to do instead? And what works best for him in those situations is to reframe him. Sometimes it's taking him to his room for a timeout and reminding him about listening. And from there, then we go to making up stories or reading or playing a game, something that redirects his attention and still allows him a positive interaction. And so also, children, depending on the age and the development of the brain, don't always automatically extend a lesson from one context to a new context. So you may be talking about something that happened on the playground, for example, and how that was inappropriate or it was a bad choice, and then the next day at home, the same behavior shows up. And, well, it's a different context, a different moment. Especially younger children live in the moment. But thinking about the future is very challenging. They also don't live in the past. One of the things that's helpful with younger children is to talk about something that happened during the day, something they remember. Gets them into the habit and the practice of using their memory. And as I mentioned before, at night, one of the things we talk about is what was one of the best things that happened to you today? And why was that so great? And what might be something exciting that could happen tomorrow that you could look forward to? So those are things that can help children develop their brains and their memory. Oh, my goodness, we have 1 minute remaining. So have you found something of value tonight? You can Google Dr. Daniel Amen and go out to the Amen Clinic. There are resources at brainbonanza.com. on memory. You can find a resource list, click on those resources, books, CDs, etc., and watch for an upcoming class at freetelemessages.com about memory as well as about empowered parenting. Next week we'll talk about being a learning coach, whether that's a learning coach for yourself or a learning coach for others in your life. In our final seconds tonight, as always, we thank you for being listeners here at Blog Talk Radio Spark, because we are here for you. Please contact us if you have questions or topic suggestions for future shows, and we look forward to hearing from you. Whatever we think about and think Love about, we bring radio. Up, says John DeMartini. So as in the week ahead, may you stay safe, make great choices, and do take care of your brain.